my take or my take at thetakeaway.org.
I am never drinking again. Ever. Ever. That's my resolution. But if that is your resolution tomorrow, it means you probably have a hangover of some kind. I think everyone in the world has a hangover from experiencing the year 2008. We've been asking you for hangover cures all morning, but we have an expert. Dr. Robert Swift joins us. He's a professor of psychiatry at Brown University Medical School, and he's the chief of staff for research at Providence Veterans Administration Medical Center. He joins us from Providence. Dr. Swift, thanks for being a part of the program.
Good morning, John, and you, Dora.
And, you know, if I'm going to describe clinically what's going on with a hangover, I would use the word visalgia, which translates roughly into uneasiness following debauchery. Okay, now that I get. But what physiologically is going on in the body when you get a hangover?
Well, that's not a simple answer. Although people have been experiencing hangovers for, thousands of years, the phenomenon is really complex, and we don't really entirely understand the causes. The current thinking is that the causes are multiple. There's no one single cause of hangover, and it varies from person to person and may actually vary from drinking episode to drinking episode, depending upon what you drink and how much you drink.
Well, Dr. Swift, I'd like to say that I really studied up on this overnight and that none of what I'm about to ask you relates to any sort of personal experience, but that isn't really the case. Let me just go through some quick myths or pieces of information that I've accumulated, and you can tell me whether they're true or not.
There are many myths.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, is dehydration a factor in hangover?
Yes, dehydration's an important factor. In fact, one of the most prominent symptoms people experience is thirst. They wake up with an incredible dry mouth and thirst, and that's because alcohol is dehydrating. Alcohol affects some hormones in the pituitary gland that make you urinate, and you urinate more liquid out than goes in. So people end up with a net water loss and dehydration and thirst.
All right.
So that is true.
Is a mixing of various kinds of cocktails really the key to why you get a hangover? If you just stuck to one, it's not going to hurt you?
No, that's not necessarily true, because it's possible that the alcohol itself is the agent that causes hangover or various byproducts of alcohol metabolism. In that case, No matter what you drink, as long as it has alcohol, it's going to cause a hangover.
However, it's not like it's not some weird molecule from oak casks.
Well, that being said, another potential cause of hangover is other molecules that are in the alcoholic beverage. There are a lot of toxins in alcohol. A prominent one is when yeast ferments sugar into alcohol. What we're talking about is ethyl alcohol. But the yeast also make other alcohols, like methyl alcohol, your wood alcohol, which if you drink too much can make you go blind. But even a small amount can give people headache and toxicity symptoms because the methyl alcohols metabolize to formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde?
Formaldehyde, embalming fluid.
That's nasty stuff.
So certain whiskeys, certain brandies contain small but still significant amounts of methanol. And when your body metabolizes, the body prefers to metabolize ethanol first. So the methanol just kind of circulates harmlessly in your blood. But then when the alcohol level goes down, the liver starts metabolizing the methanol and producing formaldehyde. And that's why you get the hangover toward the end. But also,
and that's why things seem to get worse before they get better, even if you've stopped celebrating or debauching or whatever it is you're doing.
And it also may explain that old idea, the hair, take some of the hair of the dog that bit you, that if you drink some alcohol when you have the hangover symptoms go away.
Oh, because it boosts the ethyl alcohol level and gets you away from the methyl and the formaldehyde stuff.
Right. It's temporarily, though, because the methanol is still in your blood. In fact, you may even be putting more methanol in your blood.
You're just postponing it.
Just postponing it.
Let's go to the good side of the equation here. What do you do to turn things around? And what actually works? I've heard bacon and I've heard carbs.
Okay. The best thing you can do is to either not drink or drink in moderation.
Oh, that's really helpful. Thank you, doctor.
But that's the truth, right, doctor?
Okay,
because if you don't drink anything, you're not going to have a hangover.
Dr. Swift.
There is no cure, because the causes are multiple. There's no single cure. So the best way is prevention. And we can talk a little about that. But that being said, one way to reduce the possibility of having a hangover is to drink a non-alcoholic liquid along with the alcohol. So
lots
you are
of water.
Hydrating
okay.
yourself. You're preventing some of this dehydration.
And what about fat, like bacon,
okay,
before we
you
go?
You mentioned bacon. If you drink alcohol on a full stomach, you are less likely to get a hangover because your body absorbs the alcohol much slower, because the stomach is busy digesting the food and therefore releases the contents of the stomach into the intestines slower. And so you don't get as high a peak blood alcohol level, and it gives your body more time to deal with the toxic effects.
Well, Dr. Swift, you know, I'm tempted to cancel the whole show again and just talk about this for the rest of the hour, but we actually have to go. But thank you very much, and have a happy new year.
Have a happy new year, and hopefully an abstemious new year.
Exactly. Dr. Okay. Robert Swift is professor of psychiatry at Brown University Medical School and chief of staff for research at Providence VA Medical Center. He joined us from Providence, Rhode Island. So keep a full stomach and a level head. Femi OK has the headlines.
I'll bear that in mind. 28 minutes past the hour.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.